The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Of course, you know who you are. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check out our website on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Like us if you would. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. If you'd like to be my friend, you can do that. Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, which is double E. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, you can do that as well. Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter accounts. The phone lines are accessible. Phone number is 1-877-807-9977. We are live coming out of the cold state of Minnesota. Of course, I'm adding a little humor and facetiousness to my
over-exaggerated.
It's cold in the state of Minnesota.
Yes, it is.
I think I'm still trying to catch up from being in Florida and in Arizona for 5 days.
Chasing after it.
From 80 degrees to zero. Literally.
Fast. Oh, yeah. Fast.
Real fast, Johnny.
You get out of that plane, you get that blast of chill.
Yes.
And you're not.
You can feel it on the way in the airplane. You can. Yes. It's like, folks, you want to turn some heat on? No, literally.
Turn it up out there.
Yes. Again, friends, the phone number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We had a New York Times best-selling author actually comment. We had done a conservative conference over the weekend, and Bradley was speaking there, and we can actually find his speaking on one of the panels there on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And this particular best-selling author texted me during this, and he said, "What Bradley is saying is so right on." And he actually got up and gave some feedback, so you can see that.
Who said that?
This last speech. That's Joshua Charles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. By the way, folks, we just posted the video. Guess who the panelists were? One of them was Hercules. You guys know him as Kevin Sorbo. And he was actually sitting right next to me. Very cool guy. Again, that video is posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Yes, it is Hercules. Now, don't get them mixed up, guys,
right.
Okay?
It's like,
don't get it, because I'm on the left, just so you know which one is Hercules. Kevin's on the right, I'm on the left. But I was on a panel with him in Arizona, and he is a very listen. You don't get to meet too many people that are pretty cool.
Yeah, sincere, extremely sincere.
To the core, he was very sincere, and he was a very cool guy. And we had the opportunity to go to Arizona, do a panel with a bunch of cool people. Movie guy Ted Bear's outfit out of California. And you know what? The celebrities had the opportunity to meet us.
That's right. You had the longest hair there, too, I might add.
Well, I stuck out like a sore thumb. Longer you know, what's interesting is after I got done talking, that was the coolest thing since sliced bread to everybody.
I want to talk to that guy.
Yes, yes. But if you'd like to see that, or you can check that out on Bradley Dean on my Facebook as well. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. It's posted. It's called, what is that called, Kerry? Go ahead and say it over the air.
It's called Bradley Dean Speaks at Conservative Conference / Arizona.
Yeah. Cold, 60-degree, wet, cloudy, rainy Arizona.
Exactly.
On Arizona for those 2 days.
Hey, you know who else was watching?
Who?
Michael Medved. I was sitting down next to him. He was intently. You could see a picture
of Sean Hannity of Salem Communications is what he is.
Very sharp guy. One of the speakers made this
mentally.
Quote.
Yes, he is.
And it was like, I kind of chuckled. I was like, that person just made that up. I said, did you hear that, Michael? Da, 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 da. And he's like, well, actually, that's this in 1789. That person's. I'm like, okay, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink some more Coke and watch Bradley speak. But he was watching. There's a picture of that on Sunday.
Now, would it be wrong for me to say that he dressed like a slouch?
It was hilarious.
I mean, I'm not like capping on the guy, right? It's like if you got something on your face, a real friend says you got something on your face, it's like, Michael, pull up your, dude, you dress like a slouch. Let me say it that way. Jake, what was the first thing I said to you when he turned around? I said, there's Michael. And what did I say?
Slouch. He had a cap on, you know, one of those caps you like wrinkle up and throw in your pocket and then pull it on. The part that I appreciate about him is he didn't care. He was there amongst suits and ties.
He's got
these old shabby shoes, a shabby hat, and a suit and tie on. It was like,
Jake,
go.
I understand that, but you know what? Excellence is in the details, right? Brother from another mother.
That's true.
And I think the bottom line is when it comes to that kind of stuff, I think it does matter. I mean, Michael Medved, he's a slouch. He's a very smart guy. I just question his judgment quite a bit, okay? That's just my opinion, and I got an opinion.
That's the truth,
and I'm
going to
give you my opinion.
That is the truth.
Okay? He wears a hat that wasn't even snapped in the back. It's like, dude, the back of your hat isn't on the right way. His pants in the back, it's like, Michael, you might want to pull up your drawers. Now, God bless his efforts, because I know that he's trying to get the right message across. But gee whiz, dude, pull up your pants.
And,
for real.
And watch the
And he's
judgment.
Got a really cool kid, by the way, too.
Yeah,
and his wife seemed like a really cool lady, yeah.
He's doing good. He needs to watch his judgment, though.
But that video, again, is on Bradley Dean on my Facebook or Sons of Liberty Radio, and I just posted it on my new fan page that I was told to get up there, too, as well, because we're running out of opportunities for people to jump on my Facebook. Yes.
That fan page is, what is it, Bradley Dean? Just fan page, Bradley Dean.
I guess. There's two of them now, so...
Go on and click.
I'm just highlighting the New York Times, the Glenn Beck's, the Weekly Standard. We actually had Matt Labash from Weekly Standard, senior editor, say, I got to get on the road with you guys for a week. So we brought him out with us for a week and shook his world, rocked his world.
Yep.
And
he was shocked
it was
he couldn't
cool.
wear his shoes on the bus.
Yes,
he was pretty upset
because
about that.
We are clean and
That's
because
right.
we do pull up our pants.
We're not slouching.
And it does matter, folks. Let me tell you this. If you got a problem with personal hygiene, and you're not married, therein lies the problem.
Your
Clean
problem.
Yourself up, take a bath, and put on some perfume. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to be talking about victory under judgment. Judgment under victory.
Right.
Both ways, because I'm going to bring you to Psalm 94, and I'm going to bring you over to the book of John. Victory under judgment, judgment under victory. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to show you the victories, my friends.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
K Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now, it's interesting. Jake, go ahead and shoot away.
My shots are victory. We're going to talk about victory in this whole segment, in this next segment, in the segment after that. We're going to be talking about it until we're buried, because that's what Christ promises all of his children, is victory. I'd like to start off the victory. For those of you that weren't tuning in over the weekend, we had a victory that just happened in Florida. It's been covered by a lot of outlets. We're going to be doing interviews on it all week. Why? Because victory is contagious. A lot of folks don't like to share the victories because they got to sell their products and they need to use fear. But that's not where God works. And that's exactly the problem in America, if we have a problem at all, is that we're pondering where we don't win instead of pondering where we can win and where we will win if we'll take a stand.
It doesn't take courage to tell you what the problem is, friends. Nope. It takes courage to actually bring about resolve by addressing the problems.
Yep, bringing it.
Yes.
We just got some comments, actually, on the Spanish River down in Boca Raton, the last victory that we had. There was a release done. It was lawsuit threat prompts Florida school to readmit speaker and musician Bradley Dean. No one's looking to sue anybody, but we are going to stand for our rights, no matter what it takes.
That's
by
right.
All lawful means. Those
yeah.
are our rights.
Well, the lawless are offending the law.
That's right.
So therefore, if they're offending the law, we're going
to
deal with them lawfully.
Yep.
Yes.
We don't turn the other cheek and pray for them and hope they get it. We do that while we exercise
judgment. Make them go away, Jesus.
Hug them, Lord.
Yes.
Let's hug them.
Love them into heaven, Lord.
That's right. Embrace. Patrick Land said,
you know what? Case in point. Mm-hmm. I love these little bunny trails. I was talking to someone today, a friend of ours, from Freedom Fighter Radios, and he was talking to me, and he, you know, was talking about how he wanted to love on certain people. And I said, yes, that's wonderful that you want to love on people, but let me tell you something, friend. God is angry with the wicked every day. And people act like when they die and stand before God on Judgment Day, they've been taught by the professing church today, well, that, of course, when they die, that the sin goes to hell, but the sinner that made the choice to commit the act of violating God's law, 1 John 3:4, goes to heaven. How does that make sense? Well, love the sinner, but hate the sin. Wait a second. So when the man ends up on Judgment Day, is God going to look at him and just appoint the sin to go to hell, or the one that chose to commit the sin? Of course. Well, when a crime is committed, does the criminal go to jail, or does the sin that he committed, does that go to jail? See, because when you begin to take on that mentality, then the gun's the problem rather than the one shooting or pulling the trigger committing the crime. Mm-hmm. It's completely backwards.
And what
need to think things through before they say stuff. The man that commits sin is the man that ends up in hell. Okay? Not the sinner. I'm sorry, not the sin, but the sinner ends up in hell. You need to make a distinction. And let me also say this too. We are not hellfire preachers. Hellfire preachers are not, it's not scriptural. You are to fear God, a filial fear, not a diabolical fear. You are to fear God And when you fear God, you walk in the fear of the Lord, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward month do I hate. Proverbs 8. Hell is a consequence of sin unrepented. That's what it is. And when Jesus looked at the Pharisees and said, listen, you who commit sin, you're a servant of sin, and you need to understand that you're going to end up in hell because you choose to commit the sins. And people need to put that in context. Just thought I'd share that.
It's a consequence of action. What
yes,
happens when the what's the fruit of a society? In Psalm 19:7, David talks about how he'll turn those all nations that forget God, he will turn them into hell. The fruit of a society that won't take judgment, that will accuse the gun rather than the criminal who shot the gun, that'll turn into hell really quickly because there's no more defenses.
That's right.
And then hell's let loose.
Well, they lower the law. They dim the light by which man perceives their own guilt. It works for the bureaucracy. And what America, their dilemma, America's dilemma, is they don't have to listen to man's 10,000 commandments. Mm-hmm. They just need to merely get back to God's 10
right.
commandments and enforce those 10 commandments. And you can eradicate man's 10,000 commandments.
Yeah.
They have policy. God has law.
That's right.
Yeah.
And God's law is established in his foundation. That's eternal. It's called truth.
Amen.
Jim Colma just actually commented, and he said by declaring, now this is referring to the school that thought that they would try to keep out a constitutional message from one of their student groups down in Florida. This was the school we just received the victory on. We went back. We did the assembly. It was a packed classroom. Jim made a great point. By declaring no constitutional inclusion upon publicly funded school campuses, that was the alibi. Well, you don't have a First Amendment right on a public school campus.
Said the homosexual.
They're declaring themselves above the law.
Exactly.
Of course.
The lawless one says, I'm going to create the law. No.
That's right.
And what happens? Your nation turns into hell. But what happens when righteousness steps in and intervenes and submits to the law
yeah.
and uses the law and places it in front as it's supposed to be instead of behind after it's been broken? The wicked flee.
Yeah.
And what happened at that school? We did the assembly. The schoolroom was packed. The teacher told us we couldn't come. Sat in the school. You can look at those
yes,
pictures on
yes,
Sons
and that's
of Liberty
important
Radio.
For people to understand. The very teacher that told us that we were not permitted to speak there had to sit in my class and listen to my whole message. He was the first one to come up to me and tell me, thank you for
right.
your message, Bradley.
That's right.
See,
and this
is what,
free.
That, it totally set him
that's
free.
Love.
It was good. Dude, he was like a deer looking at a headlight the whole time that I was
yeah.
talking.
Yeah.
And it's important, though. But
yeah.
I came for him, too.
Yeah.
Now, I did
right.
love the sinner.
Mm-hmm.
I loved him enough to tell him the truth and tell him to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's my job.
That's mercy.
That's the church's job. And you can't, folks, you know what? People that come up to me and say, oh, we're just going to love them to Jesus. Well, you love them the way Jesus loved them. You tell them the truth. You know what? Hold the truth. Well, I just don't want to offend him. Offend, Webster's 1828 defines out as anything contrary to God's Ten Commandments, his moral law. You're the one that should be offended by their sin, which comes to my aid right now. I remember watching a documentary on a woman who was divorced back in the 50s, and a woman walked up to her and said, you know, basically she had a conversation with her, and she just confronted her right away for her divorce. Yeah, that's exactly right. So it was a shameful act to be divorced. It was a shameful act to commit sin because, again, we are as a whole a Christian community, and we are our brother's keeper. And greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends by telling them the truth, to flee from the wrath to come. See, that's so foreign to the American church. It sickens me.
Liberty was
God is offended at man's sin, and it's the church's job to be the Holy Ghost police to confront the world with their sin, who brings forth conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. John 16. I seen an old picture one time, friends, just to give you a little understanding. I'll give it back over to the other guy. There's a picture in a biblical museum on the East Coast, and it had a picture of a king prodding his soldiers in war with a sword to their back. And it said, comforting his soldiers. Comfort, the comforter in Old English means to prod along or to push along in war. And that's exactly what the Holy Ghost does too. But I also want to say this so you get understanding in a proper balance, both sides of the swords there. The Holy Ghost never comes to comfort a man that's in sin. He only comes to convict him. I'll say it one more time. The Holy Ghost never comes to comfort a man that's in sin. He only comes to convict him so he'll repent before a just and a holy God. We're talking about godly repentance, not worldly repentance.
That's right. And when worldly repentance, what does it do? It works death. It doesn't bring you to any resolve. And so loving your enemies is establishing judgment
on this earth. It's telling them the truth, warning them to flee from the wrath to come.
That's right.
Read Leviticus 19:17, friends. We're not to hate our brother. We're supposed to warn him of his sin before a just and a holy God. That is scripture.
You got it. After we shared this victory at that conservative conference, again, you can find the video on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, I had this texted to me while you were speaking, Bradley. It said, "All I can say is thank God for you and what you are doing and saying and being. Consider me a fan. Hope our paths cross again."
Can I say this? Because I've got two of those emails today. I get emails all the time. Bradley, you need to come to Wisconsin. Bradley, you need to come to California. Bradley, you need to come to North Carolina. Bradley, folks, I'm not the Savior. Jesus Christ is the Savior. This show continuously lays the foundation to show you how to get the job done. Once you have a knowledge of the laws of your foundations, you have the law on your side. There's no excuse as to why you do not bring forth resolve. Hope is the truth that's given to you. And you need to understand the hope is at the end of the truth that's been given to you as to how do you respond to the truth that's been given to you. That is the hope.
Mm-hmm.
And a death-filled hope is, I heard this one time, Arturia said this. He said that there's no worse death than the end of hope. Well, that's the kind of hope that is inactive. It does nothing. Friends, faith without works is dead. I'll show you my faith by my works, and I do the works because I'm saved, not to get saved. The law says, do this and live. Grace says, live and do this. I hope that helps.
You know, Luther said the same thing. You can't actually fulfill the law until
you love
the law.
No, it's Bradley, not Luther. I know you probably get those
Luther
mixed up once in a while.
We actually got a Facebook, somebody said, oh, by the way, Luther was a heretic. It's like,
Yeah. You know what?
I'm sure he was.
You know what? But isn't it interesting, the heretic? Remember when the ass had to speak because the prophet wouldn't?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that David, David, a man after God's own heart, isn't it interesting that he failed with Bathsheba? He killed Uriah. Right? But yet it was a man after God's own heart. No, because God, my friend, my ignorant friend that would say something stupid like that, always took the time to show and make the distinction between the works of the flesh and the works of the spirit so you could know the difference between God and the flesh, carnality. And every man, when you talk about MLK, he was a communist. You speak in your ignorance, friends. Martin Luther, he's a heretic. Well, you don't have to. I probably don't agree with everything he had to say, neither. But I do follow the spirit of Christ with which I see that man. But by the way, Paul said the same thing. The man that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, he's the guy that said, "Follow me as I follow Christ. Don't follow my failures. Follow my victories, which are only in Christ." You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about victory unto judgment, judgment unto victory. Sons of Liberty Radio, 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I'm Ted Baer, publisher of MovieGuide.org, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, but more than that, for helping to take every thought captive in the mass media for Jesus Christ, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding that he portrays in the program, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ. Bradley's fun. He's exciting. He practices his craft just like he once upon a time practiced to be a great musician. Therefore, the more you practice, the more you go forward, the more boldness you show, the more you're able to make a difference. And he's making a difference. So we want to commend him. I want to commend the program. And anything we can do to support it, we will do it at MovieGuide.org.
Well, that was nice.
That was very nice.
Yeah. And I'm clean. My shorts are pulled all the way off.
For sure.
Did you hear that, Michael?
Smell wonderful.
All right. Be not intimidated, nor suffer yourselves to be wheeled out of your liberties by a pretense of politeness, delicacy, or decency. They are often used, saith John Adams, the second president of these United States. He said, are but three different names for hypocrisy, chicanery, and cowardice. Yeah, well, it's diplomacy. Diplomacy is what? Seduction in another guise, Ben Franklin rightly said. We better get over to this because I'm a long-winded brother, and we only got a half hour left. Again, friends, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Can somebody show me defeatism in the Bible? Somebody please show me defeatism in the Bible.
Only in sin.
Yep, 1-877-807-9977. And if I get not a phone call, you prove my point. Because history does not long entrust the care of freedom to the weak or the timid. It only belongs to the strong in Jesus Christ and his grace. Remember, Scripture says, friends, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And it was also the Lord that says, what is it that overcomes the world? Scripture tells us even our faith. So it really, let me say it this way. If I have two dogs and I set them at war with one another, which one's going to win? The one I feed the most. That's the one you're going to believe, right? But that's the one that's going to win the fight.
Yep.
Yeah, and by the way, friends, let me also tell you this. It's not how big the dog is that's in the fight. No, it's how big is the fight in the dog. Man, you got to think about stuff. You got to think things through because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's heads, friends. Right?
That's like our caller yesterday. He said David took off Goliath's head for the name of the Lord.
Amen. John Philpott Curran said this. The condition upon which God hath given liberty to man is eternal vigilance. Of course, that's inscribed on the walls at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. Servitude is at once the consequence of his crime and the punishment of his guilt. That's exactly right. Well, of course.
Look at that crime.
Oh, yeah. That's not a crime.
Yes, that is
obedience
a crime.
To God.
And wear the shackles.
That's right. Disobedience to tyrants is obedience to God, friends. Several of our forefathers actually brought forth them wise words. But let's go over to Scripture again. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. He said, who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of lawlessness, saith the Lord. Psalm 94. He said, unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. But isn't it interesting that the Lord is looking for those that will rise up on his behalf? Because he promised that he would show himself strong on the behalf of those that feared him. What is the book of Psalms, friends? David bearing his cross. There were several times where he despaired of life, and he just got to the point where it's like, Lord, I can do no more. Then the Lord says, now you're learning grace, because when you're weakest, I'm strongest. How does that work out for you? Or what about this one? In the New Testament, it says, judgment shall be sent forth unto victory. How do you do that? Through the preaching of the cross of Jesus Christ, through bearing of the cross. That is redemption. And I'll tell you one man who understands redemption in our modern times, going back to 1968, yep. Was just a little feller.
Little tyke.
Martin Luther King understood redemptive power. He understood that there's a price to be paid for the freedoms that he was establishing. Judgment under righteousness. Here, let me give you a couple examples, friends. Department of Veterans Affairs will not comply with New York's gun law. Citing a pesky little thing known as the Constitution of the United States, the Department of Veterans Affairs has avowed that they will not comply with a provision in the New York SAFE Act. Notice the words, friends. SAFE Act that requires doctors to alert authorities to people they deem likely to pose a threat. A threat to who? Tyrannical government,
exactly.
Of course.
Who's safe here in the SAFE
totally.
Act? Who gets to stay safe?
Yes.
Is it the people, the doctors, the government?
Mark Ballesteros, spokesperson for the Department of Veterans Affairs, said that the United States Constitution forces his agency to follow federal law, not New York's new rules. Hello? How's that change working out for Obama in New York, friends? It ain't.
Nope.
What do you think of that one? Idaho House approves bill to make gun confiscation a criminal offense. Correct? Proper perspective. Jake, would you like to elaborate?
I'm just thinking, okay, so if I walk into somebody's house, I break into somebody's house, I steal their gun, I get thrown in prison. But if the federal government or the state government breaks into somebody's house, steals their gun, that's called the law? Impossible! It's
yes.
Not the law!
Yes.
It's contrary to the law, and it deserves to be persecuted. Because when persecution of the law becomes legal, you have hell on earth, folks. You have where hell is going to reign over heaven.
Sure.
And that's our choice.
And the eradication of the human being. Look at human history,
that's
friends.
Right.
The state is responsible for the eradication and
no
the genocide of people.
Yeah. No individuals do that. Mass murder as a whole on a massive scale is done by government regimes who rebel against God's law.
Amen. Well, that's what it always is.
That's
the contention always. Those that are going to obey God and those that are going to disobey God,
right.
And war with God. And might I remind you, tyrants and you tyrant wannabes, he who spits against heaven shall surely fall on his own back. Look at history. Why are they combating freedom today? You know, it's interesting, the homosexuals, the atheists, who are they combating, friends?
God's
the Constitution.
Period.
That's right. The Mosaic Institution. Nothing's changed. It's interesting. They like to use slavery, though, don't they?
Yeah.
The homosexuals.
Yeah,
like a man that is black was born by choice. Mm. You know, like when the homosexual commits the act of crimes against nature, he actually makes the choice to commit the crime, but the black man was born black. He didn't have a choice in that.
Yeah, like
and black folks don't like that, by the way, but this is what I wanted to say. Those who profess to favor freedom and yet deprecate agitation are men who want crops without plowing up the ground. They want rain without thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the awful roar of its waters. This struggle may be a moral one, or it may be a physical one, or it may be both moral and physical, but it must be a struggle. Power concedes nothing without a demand. Amen. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what people will submit to, and you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them, and these will continue until they are resisted with either words or blows, or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Guess who said that? Mr. Frederick Douglass, August 4th, 1857, the great abolitionist. And wasn't it Harriet Truman, my friends, that said, I freed 1,000 slaves, and I would have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves. Oh, I love the way this show's going right now.
You know what?
Man, this is great stuff. And this isn't philosophy. This is history.
It's demonstration. Amen. Action. I mean, Frederick Douglass, who did he represent? Who was he fighting for the liberties of? It was black folks. He didn't go and tell them they were the victim. Or they were being victimized.
And might I remind everybody that's listening that not only was Frederick Douglass an abolitionist, or we can even go to the modern day Frederick Douglass, Mr. Martin Luther King Jr. himself, all the way up until 68 when he was shot down. It's interesting that he had white preachers all the way around, both of them. By the way, Frederick Douglass had the same thing, the white support of the people to reduce slavery to nothing.
Yep.
So let's keep that in mind, friends.
It's because it's not an issue of color here. It's an issue of justice.
Just wanted to clarify. Thank you.
And God's justice is who we have to please. If we're not, we're found in what's called idolatry. If you look in the Bible, in 2 Chronicles, when we're talking about King Asa, what does he do? He puts his trust and confidence in a foreign power. And God comes with a prophet and reproves him immediately. And he says to him, because you have relied upon the king of Syria, in other words, your works, or being too nice or soft and compassionate, you're creating idols outside of who God is, and then unrighteousness prevails. God says to Asa, take me, trust me at my word, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf, not just on your behalf, God does it for me, on my behalf, it's actually in your behalf. Of those whose heart is perfect toward him, herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth you shall have wars. You'll have the very opposite of what you're struggling against. MLK knew that. Frederick Douglass knew that. Why? Because they applied themselves in the struggle. They didn't ask God to do something they weren't willing to do. And they didn't take it easy on the people they were fighting for. They said the reason you're in the position you're in, not due to your own, you're in a circumstance, but the reason you remain here is because you won't go out of it. That's your choice.
That's right.
It lies at the feet of the people.
Now, I got to take a step back. You got to be kidding me. They just posted that I said Harriet Truman, not Harriet Tubman. Is that true? Did I make that mistake? Okay, I think that's okay. And because people need to know that I'm infallible too. Or is that funny?
You're fallible.
Not
infallible.
I just did it again.
Well, you did infallible again. I didn't hear the Truman thing, but...
You're right. You know, I'm just going to shut up.
I don't
for the
know
rest
who Harry
you know
Truman
what?
Was
I've had it.
There
Can I get Truman. Another cup of coffee, please? The kind that straightens me out. Jake loves this. Okay, I got to come up with something for Jake so when we come
That's
back,
right.
I can belittle him in front of everybody. Folks, what we're going to do is come back, and I'm going to talk about more victories. Victory unto judgment, judgment unto victory. Daniel Webster said, God grants liberty not only to those who love it and are always ready to guard it and defend it. Amen. He's not going to cast his pearls before swine. Did I say that one the right way, Jake?
God grants liberty only to those who love it.
Yeah, I'll back off, dude. We'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You know, it's like this. You can take a magnifying glass and you can find fault with a diamond, too, you guys. That makes me feel a little bit better about myself. Friends, God grants liberty only to those who love it and are always ready to guard it and defend it. That was flawless.
That was flawless.
But I could probably, if I listened to it and I highlighted it on Pro Tools, I could probably find fault with what I just said. I was having a great show until you guys started to find fault with me, and I'm sick and tired of it.
Hey, I think we need a new
producer.
To
he who is without sin, let him cast the first stone.
That's right.
Huh? No, isn't it interesting in that context? Jesus says, go and sin no more right after that, and the church leaves that off. Yeah. I bet most people, lights just went off. I know it. Whoa, I never thought about that. That's right. Last month, we talked about an Ohio poll worker named Meloise Richardson, who was under investigation for casting two votes for Barack Hussein Obama, an accusation she probably admitted was true, along with other instances of voter fraud.
Can I make one statement to that?
Yeah.
Because I thought that, okay, she's voted twice. That means she voted from the first time and the second time. No, she's saying she voted two times in the same election.
Yep. On Monday, the Hamilton County prosecutor announced the culmination of several investigations. Richardson said she was fighting for Mr. Obama and Mr. Obama's right to sit at president. That's what it says. As the president of the United States, now she's fighting to stay out of prison for a long time. Good for you. Friends, that's a victory. Good for the prosecutor in that town.
Yep. You want to brag about it?
Anybody wants to do their homework on the reelection fraud campaign, friends, I'm telling you what. Not only is he there illegally again, but you need to listen to what his wife said. Here, let me say this again. You need to listen to what his wife said. You know, I don't want to get weird on you or anything, but folks, his wife said it. Not just Mrs. Meloise Richardson. His wife said it.
Surrounding HIV testing, which is still plaguing so many of our communities, which you all know, a lot of that is due to homophobia. Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya.
Oh, his home country in Kenya. But them birthers, man, them whack jobs. Let's not get off course here today,
no.
Friends. She said it, I didn't.
Kenya.
Yeah, but the media demonizes and vilifies anybody that talks about it. Well, of course.
Let them do it.
Hey, let me tell you this.
Their ship is sinking.
It's always that way, friends. When you're over the drop zone, that's when you get the most traffic.
Yeah.
And they fight that one tooth and nail, don't they? Samuel Adams said the truth is all might be free if they valued freedom and defend it as they ought. Well, of course. You just don't want to put yourself in a position, America, where you don't know what you got until it's gone. Next point, talking about judgment unto victory. Did I say that the right way? Oh, Bradley, you're highlighting it now. No, I'm not. I'm crushed under the burden of my miscalculations, under my faults. Idaho House approves bill to make gun confiscation a criminal offense. The Idaho House approved the measure that makes it a misdemeanor for government and law officials to enforce any new federal firearms laws, including bans and registrations. HB 219 over the Idaho Federal Firearm Magazine and Register Ban Enforcement Act, my gosh, approved Monday 55-13, could bring fines up to $1,000 and a year in jail to any local official who engage in confiscation, including assistance in such acts with any federal agents. We should look into the pedophilia. We should also look into child trafficking, my friends. And anybody that basically tries to botch an investigation, a mandatory 5 years prison. Because what happens, friends, is in most cases with pedophilia or child trafficking, law enforcement officials get in there and they botch the investigations.
Yeah, that's
because they're working for the fox. They're the fox in the chicken coop, working for a special interest. Go ahead.
That's how crime is perpetuated, is when these guys get involved.
It's the only way that it works.
You have clearly a man who's guilty, and judgment needs to be served. And what happens? The officials get involved, and they move things. They take evidence out. They cover evidence, and they even cover for themselves.
Yes, they do.
They're equally as guilty for that crime as that criminal is, because they've done it.
Well, even doubly more so.
Yes.
I mean, my gosh, he knows he's violating the law. He's transgressing the law.
Yep.
He's standing there with his finger pointed up, giving him the finger to the law, and saying, I'm going to violate it anyways. Now, what's also interesting, friends, is you need to understand that with HB 219, that 55 voted in favor of Article 2 of the Bill of Rights and 13 voted against. The 13 need to be impeached. So now you know who the bad guys are, friends. See how easy this is?
This is real easy.
It really is. I'm not kidding at all. Being facetious at all.
We're talking about the Second Amendment, an amendment, a God-given right. Somebody votes against that. Hello, the purpose of government is to defend it.
But I guess if the Democrats say that, the lawless left, the liberals, call them for what they are, the
socialist
radicals, lawless, as if to say that they have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that. They swear to uphold the Constitution, so help me God, against all enemies, and they themselves are the enemies, and we're supposed to just overlook that because, well, it's freedom of speech. No, friends, they don't have the freedom to break the law. They don't have the right to break the law. Did I say that right?
That's not freedom.
You guys ruined my show.
Breaking the law is not freedom. That's called a crime.
Yes.
There's a difference between crime and freedom.
We got Tim calling from South Carolina. I know he's got to weigh in on this. Go ahead, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, guys.
You
guys been talking about victories the past couple of days, and, there's a big one there in Michigan. The Michigan Senate passed unanimously their version of the Liberty Preservation Act, a little over a week ago. So that moves to the House. And what's fascinating about it is the same senator who brought it up last year and it got shot down the House said, I'll bring it up in the Senate first. He wasn't going to quit, and he got a 37-0 vote on that. So that's passed there. And, they're asking for people to stand up. And it's like what you guys were saying before. If people just want to look back and they just want to be cheerleaders or they want to complain, well, then when things go south, they have nobody to blame but themselves.
Okay.
So, those guys in Michigan, you need to be calling your representatives and tell them they need to stand for what's right.
Amen. You know what? We're on a couple stations in Michigan, and that's exactly the vibe that we get when we go out there. And, Bradley, you did two speaking tours out there. People are standing up and saying, no, these are God-given liberties. We're not going to let Detroit ring us around by the nose. At one particular time, the city of Detroit city council, almost everybody on that council was a felon. It was like, that's what it took to be. Well, of course. And then they perpetuate felonies upon the people.
A good tree can't bring forth corrupt fruit.
That's right. It can't.
And that's all they have.
That's good.
Man, it...
You know, Tim brought the point of helping yourself. I'm reminded of the old adage that my grandmother used to say. God helps those that help themselves.
Adage.
God helps those that help themselves.
That's true.
That's pretty simple.
Of course.
If I'm not going to do anything, don't expect any help from God.
What does the early bird gets the worm first mean?
Right. You get out there right away before the wormies are gone.
Yeah. You notice how fat people, they don't have a problem, you know, getting up and going to the fridge, do they? But they have a problem going to work.
They like the
buffet. In Scripture, you know, Mark Twain was right when he said this. He said, it's not the Scriptures that I don't know that I have a problem with. It's the Scriptures that I do know that I have a problem with. And now I'm not mocking fat people. Listen, I have a fat friend, and I tell him, well, you know what I do? I grab him and I pinch his fat, and I said, is that hurting? He said, yep. And I tell him, if it wasn't there, it wouldn't hurt.
That's for sure.
I'm loving on him in truth, ain't I?
That's for sure.
And I'm telling him to shut the fridge and stay away from DQ.
That's right.
DQ
is bad.
Dude, come on.
Tell the truth and shame the devil.
If I was in a black church right now, they'd be standing up saying, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, brother.
Bring it down.
Tell the truth.
Okay, hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world. Daniel Webster. Right? Here, I'll give you another one. Collier County, Florida commissioners unanimously approved a resolution that supports Second Amendment rights and vows to not condone federal gun restrictions. I'm a veteran. I took an oath to protect the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. But most importantly, I am a father with a child in Collier County schools. And personally, I don't feel she's safe there or get her out, said Thomas Wright, who supports the resolution. Gun owners say protection comes from the right to bear arms, and they are hoping this local move will send a message nationally. Well, friends, just keep in mind the state-run media is not going to let you know of the victories. And let me tell you this, rest assured, victories are happening all over the country. Just go to your local sports shop and ask them how gun sales are doing.
Oh,
they don't want, let me tell you this, tyrants don't want you to know how gun sales are skyrocketing, my friends. Over the top. Just in Florida last week, couldn't even get any ammo.
Yep.
AR-15s, all gone. Handguns, a good portion of them, all gone. Rifles, a good portion of them, all gone. These are the people that are willing to stand up and receive the victories that they fight for. Hello.
Notice the word fight.
Yes. Judgment unto victory, friends. Judgment unto victory. When a politician stands up and votes against the Constitution, I don't care if it's Article 1, Article 2, Article 4, 5, 10, education, whatever the case is, guess what? They're telling on themselves. And if you look at it through proper lenses of liberty, you're going to deal with your opposition because they're telling on themselves all the time. Where there is unity, there is always victory, and let that unity be found in God. Psalm 133, there you go. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio. Talk to you tomorrow. Love you by what we do by.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.